parents of children who died, children whose fathers were at the match and they were deprived of. So these a tragedy like this touches many people in many different ways, but there's a broad cross-section of ordinary, decent people whose lives were destroyed by this.
Will this, the conclusion of your action, will that be the end of the judicial process, you hope?
Well, we're told that various investigations are looking at criminal process. My case isn't criminal, my case is different. If there are criminal prosecutions, well, we'll have to see what the outcome is. I'm just determined that through the civil case, we're going to find the documents. We've already got a lot, but I'm sure there are a lot more. I mean, this is organised on an industrial scale to blame the wrong people so that South Yorkshire Police weren't blamed for what had happened. And that will have left behind a lot of communications, and we will be entitled to have those disclosed.
And you believe the forces acted with malice?
Oh, I'm sure of it. I'm sure of it. I mean, how can you alter a statement? The word concoct was used by one of the victims. Present it in legal proceedings. Take out criticism of the way senior officers handled the situation on the day on the grounds that it was hearsay. Well, it isn't hearsay. It's a description of what happened on the day. I mean, how can you do that without it being malicious? And, I mean, I've talked mainly about South Yorkshire Police. They chose West Midlands Police as the independent police force that would look into things. This is the police force of Birmingham Six and many other famous previous things. And West Midlands conduct of collecting material is very much stage centre. And they allowed South Yorkshire, behind the cover of West Midlands being the police, to get on with preparing the case. And these two police forces, I don't see them as entirely separate in this case. I see interconnections that will be relevant to the issues.